Where is our destination? Where is our stopping point? Where is our end point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that our end point is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as the person understands where his destination is, and where he's stopping, where he's ending right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then throughout his journey, his focus will be upon his destination. Like a person who's going for Hajj, on his way, when he's going for Hajj, he might stop at one airport, he might be in transit, he might have stopped at another place, sometime he might have to stop with the bus where the people are stopping. But all these things are not affecting him, because he knows his end point is the Kaabatullah. He ends by the Kaaba, that's his end point, that's the place where he's going to, that's where his heart is. All the time through that whole journey, although he'll go through different phases, different places, but his heart is there with that Kaaba Sharif until he reaches there. So anna ila rabbikal muntaha, our real end point is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This morning in the Fajr Salah we read those ayahs. Hal ata ala al insani hinu min al dahri lam yakun shayyan madhkura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, has not a time passed upon this insan when he was something that was not even remembered. His name wasn't even taken. Nobody knew his name. He wasn't born at that time. His name wasn't taken. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi faja'alnahu sami'an basira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the whole system and the whole way of creation, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him from conchil blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him form. Allah Pak gave him hearing. Allah Pak had given him sight. So everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how he made this insan. So anyway, this person is coming now closer towards the ending point, this mayyit. So therefore, this mayyit itself in the hadiths we'll see today, the mayyit himself also wants to move quickly. Like a person that is coming near Makkatul Mukarramah, or near Madinatul Munawwara, his heart is there, he wants to move quickly. He wants to move swiftly, he wants to get there quickly towards his destination. So like that, the mayyit also wants to move quickly, and he wants to move swiftly towards his destination. Provided this mayyit was a pious person, was a good person. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أسرعوا بالجنازة فإن تكوا صالحة فخير تقدمونها. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that move swiftly, move speedily with the janazah. If this janazah was a pious, if he was a pious person, فخير تقدموها, and you're taking him to something that is good. He's actually going to see the reward. He's getting a bit of a glimpse of the reward of all the actions he did. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that a person will be shown all that effort that he made. His whole life is making effort and making effort. This person now will be shown the results of his effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that jaza yujza al-ofa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his jaza in full. In this world, a person may buy potatoes, for example, he wants 10 potatoes, he may get 9, he may get short-changed. Or the person that is selling the potatoes, the person may give him short amount of money. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person's reward in full, complete, that whatever you made effort for, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it in full. Allah Pak won't take any short measure. So, when this janazah is going, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that hasten with it. Asri'u bil janazah. Hasten with the janazah. If he was a good person, then you are taking him to something that is good. You're actually taking him to the reward now that he's reaping for his efforts. تُقَدِّمُونَهَا إِلَيْهِ وَإِنْ تَكُوا سِوَى ذَلِكَ. If this person was other than that, other than a good person, in other words, he was not a good person, فَشَرٌ تَضَعُونَهُ عَنْ رِقَابِكُمْ. Then there's something evil that you're taking off your shoulders. You are rushing. You're actually taking something evil off our shoulders. There's no point in delaying, moving with this thing. Because if he was good, you're taking him to some place that is good, good reward. And if he was not a good person, then you are taking something that is not good off your shoulders. So therefore you are moving quickly. So both ways you should be moving quickly. Ulama explained that with that speed also that you are moving, it shouldn't be such that the body gets tossed from side to side. It must be done with a certain degree of respect. The body mustn't move from side to side. It must be with that level of respect, but at the same time it should move swiftly. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا وُضِعَتِ الْجَنَازَةَ, that when a janazah is placed, فَاحْتَمَلَهَا الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ عَنَاقِهِمْ, then the people should now take it and put the men. Nabi alayhi salam specifically used the word men. The men should now take it. So when the janazah is ready, then the men should now take it and put it on their shoulders. فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً, if this person was a pious person, قَالَتْ قَدِّمُونِي, himself he'll say, قَدِّمُونِي, take me forward, I want to move, I don't want to wait. وَإِنْ كَانَدْ غَيْرَ صَالِحَةٍ, if this person was not a pious person, قالت لأهلها. He now calls out to his, so he was a bad person, he now calls out to his family, وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا. The destruction be to me, where are you people taking me? Now he's complaining. If he's a good person, he'll say, take me quickly. If he's not a good person, he'll say, destruction be to me, where are you people taking me? يَسْمَعُ صُوتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that everything hears this cry of this person except insan, except human beings, everything hears the cry of this person. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on to explain, وَلَوْ سَمِعَ الْإِنسَانُ لَصَعِقَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. If this insan had to hear the cry of this dead person like this, he'll fall down unconscious. So out of a blessing, out of rahmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such that we don't even hear the cry of a person like that, a bad person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, Allah pak, save us from that type of a maut. But here we learn something important, that maut is something that a person shouldn't fear, maut is something that a person should look forward to, and it's something that he should prepare for all the time. Because when the time comes, and that excitement that grows in the person is unbelievable, to such an extent that he himself now is calling out to his family, that take me forward, take me forward, take me quickly. He himself wants to move. The ulama explained that this is from amongst the secrets that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, that at that time there's still some perception. There's still some perception that in the body that we can't hear and we can't see. And that perception now, that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to us, now that ruh that is there is actually speaking to the family, is talking to the family. They can't hear these words, but these are haqiqat because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to us. So this life is like that. It's a life that one continuously makes effort for. There was one Buzurg Hazrat, famous incident. Most of our Buzurganuddin mentioned this incident. The Sheikh Yunus Sahib Jaunpuri also mentioned this incident, that there was one pious person that he would wake up for tahajjud every day, for a long time. Every single day he would wake up for tahajjud. And when he would wake up for tahajjud, he would hear these words, that قُلْ قَبُولْ نَهِ. That nothing is accepted. Nothing is accepted. So one day his khadim, his murid that was there, he heard this. And he told him, Hazrat, you hear this, you are hearing this thing, I also hear this. Then kyu itna bardash, kyu itna mashakkat bardar karti hai. Why do you make so much of effort and sacrifice? There was no in India those days also, that, and in other places of the world, that to go out in the cold, it wasn't like en suites like we have in our house or in bathrooms inside the house. They had to go out with a lamp in the cold, make wuzu in the cold with some water, and the toilet also in the open. It come back in the difficulty, perform the hajjud in his age and his health. So when the murid told him, they said, why are you making so much of sacrifice? You're hearing this voice telling you that nothing is accepted. So he started crying. He said, kya aur ghar hai? Is there any other place that I, or is there any other person that I can turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there anywhere else that I can turn to? Immediately then, he got this inspiration, he got this answer, he got this jawab, that, qabulast galche hunar ne istat, that you have got nothing, you've really got nothing in you, but because you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now accepted all your ibadat. Why? Because you have understood, and because you have said, ke juzma pana hai digar ne istad, that because you have said that there's nobody besides me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that so much, Allah has accepted everything of you. So this is what this dunya is, and this is what this world is. The person has to continue striving right up till the time of death. Whether it's accepted or not, we must just have hope that Allah Pak will accept it through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our job is to continue accepting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just looks for one excuse and he accepts everything. Like this person just made that one statement. Is there any other door for me to turn to? Is there any other person that I can turn to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved his word so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted all his ibadat because of this one statement. So therefore we have to continuously hope, continuously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day will come inshallah when all the rewards of that effort will be seen. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.